Now, you talked about using the analysis of mutations to determine what the secondary TKI treatment would be. Can you talk more specifically about how that works?
That's really just emerging. I'd say that's not something that's being commonly done in the community, but probably will be in the next year or so. First of all, of course, nilotinib was only just approved. So before that, it was a bit of a moot point because you had one drug you could switch to. But there is more and more data now suggesting that some of the mutations, I should state, first of all, that, again, aside from the T315I, most of the mutations are sensitive to both of the drugs. But there are some where the IC50 in vitro is much lower with one drug than the other for a particular mutation. So that's just emerging data. I don't think that's really out there yet, but it will be. I mean, it's coming out.